This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Well, it was a interesting day in court last week for Corey Richens, who wants the money from her deceased husband, who she's accused of murdering, insurance money specifically, and money from the business that he had. She wants that $2 million in insurance settlement money for herself because, well, she has certainly mounting legal fees going on. It's $2 million. Who really wouldn't want to get the $2 million if it is somewhat within your reach? And that's what's caused the lawsuits to take place, civil lawsuits that Corey had filed against the estate of her deceased husband, who she's accused of murdering. And then the countersuit from her deceased husband's sister against her trying to get that money. I know it's a big confusing ball of madness, but let's try and break it down for you here so this makes a little bit of sense, because this is a significant step in this case. And it has not yet been completely settled, but the judge making a sensible ruling on this, essentially saying, we're not going to be distributing any of this money until this case is settled. The criminal case is settled, because until you know if this person has been convicted of murdering this person, maybe we shouldn't give them a bunch of money from the dead person's estate. If they're innocent, okay, then you got a valid claim. You did not murder this person. You are entitled to this. You were the wife. But if you murdered that person, you were the wife, you don't get the money. So it's a partial victory thus far for Eric Richens and his family and the estate and everything that he worked for his life. The court ruled that Eric Richens' business life insurance policy would benefit his family, not his wife, Corey, who, of course, is charged with the murder. The dispute is about who controls Eric's business interest in C&E Stonemasonry. Eric had a $2 million buy-sell agreement with his business partner and set up a trust as the beneficiary. Eric's will stated that his sister would take over the trust if he died, but prosecutors claim that Corey didn't know about this. And that's fine. She didn't have to know about this. She just wasn't all that happy when she found out. Corey allegedly then attempted to make herself the beneficiary of the buy-sell agreement before Eric's death. Eric caught that and she was removed by the life insurance company. The trust held the business interest in the time of Eric's death, and the trustee, his sister, was awarded the $2 million then by the court. But it's not a final judgment. It basically says, it's going to sit here, and if she's convicted, you'll get that money. If she's not, we can revisit this. Corey filed a motion to remove Eric's sister as trustee and make herself that trustee, potentially still receiving that $2 million. Corey's attorneys now plan to consider the next steps after this ruling, and there's not a whole lot they can do in this civil case. So the civil case is basically being put on hold until this is all wrapped up, which in reality could take months, years, but it doesn't necessarily seem that the family is that much in desperate need of the money. It's more so Corey needs the money right now for that defense. And that's a bet that her attorneys are going to have to take if they want to be paid, essentially, because I don't believe there's a whole lot that's going to come in terms of payment for them if she does not get her hands on that money, essentially meaning she needs to be found innocent. So if they think they can get her off, we'll get a payday. If not, well, then it might be time to reevaluate decision-making.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.